Let's change gears here at the Barrett Brave on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. So this one has been floated around in conservative circles because it's kind of funny, but kind of scary, which is really everything nowadays, right? Kind of funny, kind of scary. Either way, we'll have a good time. This comes to us from Kira Davis of Red State. Update: Facebook responds to outcries over extremist red flag program. So some of our crusaders were sharing this, that they got this new message. And Red State reported this on Thursday. Facebook started popping up these ads in a what they call test program, right? It's always a test program. Tech companies have the best excuses. They were either running a beta test program or the algorithm got funky on them. Hey, why did you do this? Oh, it was an algorithm mistake. Sorry. Huh? Yeah, you know, we just, the ones and the twos, they swapped and then there was a one and a two and a one. There's no such thing as twos. Yeah, that's why it was a problem.
Isn't that the equivalent of popping on a drug test because you ate a bad burrito?
Yeah, or bad poppy seed. That's right. It's a, Justin, the two stories, super linked. Super linked here. But they're either running beta test programs or the algorithm's bad. It's, oh man, it's like being a Democrat. There's no way you can get in trouble. There's no way you get in trouble here. So they rolled out this test program that flags content they might think is quote unquote extremist and puts out this, it's essentially an after school special. It really is. It's an after school special type of announcement. That is pretty funny when you kind of read it. So the music starts up a little bit. Hello, Facebook user. Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? And then they sit on the bed like in like Full House. Hi, I'm Rick Barrett, and we care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. How you can help. You can hear stories and get advice from people who escape violent extremist groups. And then you can either hit the get support or close, which I'm hoping everybody just hit close. I'm hoping everybody just hit close on that one. But yeah, that's the, now if you hit the link, if you say, oh, I do need support, I'm such a hate-filled mongrel, I need support now, I need it, please help me. You get linked to a group called Life After Hate. Okay. Now, this Life After Hate group, a little weird, purports to help lead people out of the far right extremism. We're going to lead you out of the far. Wait, where's my music? Where's my music? We got to get the piano music going up again. We'll help you. We will give you a guiding hand. You can get out of that right-wing extremism today. And then a couple of things are highlighted. At the time, Red State, the article from Kira Davis, posted the original Facebook, the original report, Facebook had not yet responded to a request for comment. Since that time, Facebook has reached out saying, this test is part of our larger work to assess ways to provide resources and to support people on Facebook who may have engaged or were exposed to extremist content like a meme, like a frog. Like, remember Pepe the Frog? Not the gay frogs, but Pepe the Frog. if they were exposed, I love how they even say that too. It's always about exposing. If they were exposed to Alex Jones.